Hey everyone, welcome to the Family Business Podcast. My name is Dominique Sampson.
And my name is Malobi Sampson II.
And on this podcast, we're going to talk about everything from relationships, careers, God, therapy. Listen, we are talking about it all.
So sit back, relax, and let us take you on the adventure of a lifetime.
Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new here, which all of you are, we are starting a podcast and it has been a long time coming.
Woof-de-woop.
It's been a super long time coming. So I think today we were going to just talk about this process of being new to this. Listen. Why are you looking at me like I got something different to say?
This is the first episode, so people don't have a camera to see all that's going on. Okay.
I'm literally saying what I'm saying.
We're jumping right into this thing. We want you to join in with us.
We are.
And we're not going to spend the whole first episode for an hour talking about how we don't know what we're doing. But there's a lot that we've
don't know what we're doing.
Experienced and seen, and we just want to share it with you. Share our takes, share our insights. And we look forward to being able to go into some detail on those things.
Yeah.
Just the behind the scenes. Dominique, who are you?
What? So, that's an awkward segue, but I think what I was thinking about was I was thinking about this idea or just saying in general that Malobi and I are married. And we have been married in April. It will be for 3 years. you want the applause at that point. For 3 years, we will have known each other for how long?
Good. Let's see. Quick maths.
No, I don't. What? Since 2012? That's 11 years.
You barely know me.
That's 11 years. So, and we have had some like super interesting things happen, some just extras that we're going to talk to you guys about on this group chat. If I sound like a man right now, it's because literally my throat has this like itch and I swear it ain't COVID or any other mother viruses they keep making up. But wait, they say it's a virus, right? My goofy behind better know, right? But anyways, my throat is hurting a little bit. So while we're on this podcast, we just going in faith, y'all. We going in faith. And so that's a little bit about us, our backstory. As a profession, I'm a marriage and family therapist, licensed marriage and family therapist, and we are out of New York.
Yes, we are.
And apparently I'm doing this podcast by myself because
no, you're not. What do you mean? You didn't ask me a question yet. We're still learning
I'm
who you
are. I'm interviewing you.
Yes, you is.
We are on here together.
Yes, yeah, is.
No, I'm not. Okay. You.
My name is Malobi, as you guys have heard in the intro. If you didn't, go back and listen to it.
They heard it because they heard
Secondly,
it.
Okay, I'm a filmmaker and I'm on the road, on the journey to becoming a director, cinematographer.
Ryan Coogler, shout out.
Shout out to Ryan Coogler. Shout out to Zack Snyder. Okay. He is the one who inspired me to do the combo cinematographer and director at the same time.
Inspired me to do the both.
The both. Right? But no, seriously.
I'm doing the both.
You enjoying yourself over there? I'm glad you are. So yeah, I did film school and all those things, and so I can give some insight and answers to that and what it's like to do that. But I'm looking forward to being able to even discuss some of the short films and even feature-length films that I do.
I can't take you seriously.
Because I'm looking forward to having those discussions.
I was thinking about when we also are new parents. Our child is 9 months old. His name is Obi. Every now and again, you'll hear him on here, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, okay? He is, you know, our baby, and literally life looks really, really crazy right now. And so it's a beautiful crazy. And what that means is literally I could be having a meeting and then he's like screaming in the other room. And that's just what it is right now. And I have to tell everybody, hey, you know, I would love to sit here and be super professional, my makeup and my earrings on and smack on that lipstick. But you know how to like the Zoom meetings where you have nothing on the bottom, but you got your shirt on top. I would love to look real professional at my Zoom meeting right now. But my baby is yelling and I got to turn my camera off because if I don't, y'all going to see all of this. So let me turn my camera off so I can go get my crying baby. You know, I don't say all of that, but it's still, you know, be like that sometimes.
It'd be like that sometimes. You know, sometimes, some days, this is life with a family.
It really is, y'all.
And so we ain't trying to fake the funk or trying to make it seem like it is what it ain't and it ain't what it is. We just trying to show you what it be. You understand?
I feel like that was a whole Jesus riddle.
That flowed.
That was a whole Jesus riddle. It was like, it ain't what it is, but it is what it be, and it be what it ain't. And
yeah, see, you confused. Confusion.
Deception.
No, yeah, so that's really something to be looked forward to. Your discussion about family life and trying to balance all those things, I think, is interesting. And there's something to doing that. And then even one of the comments that we always get when it's like, oh yeah, Dominique, you're a therapist. And then it's like, oh, you guys don't have any problems. So this is a great place to be able to be like, yeah, that's the biggest lie. That's kind of like saying like,
I'm a doctor.
Oh, you're a mechanic? You never have car issues, right? And it's like, all the time, actually.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor. I'm never sick, right? Like, you go on and on about all these things.
Yeah. Let's use 20 more examples. I think they will get it after the 19th.
So as you can see, my wife is very free. This is good.
I'm so excited to be doing this. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time.
How long?
And a very long time. That's the quantity there. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention, I'm also in school right now. That's a whole thing. And I teach. So
that's a pretty big part of your life.
Yeah, I forgot to mention it, but it's pretty legit. So I'm in school to get my PhD for counseling and psychology. And I also teach at Alliance University in New York. And I'm just living my life like it's golden.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you, there are challenging times. So I can't wait to engage my husband on these conversations.
Who were you getting ready to engage?
I was getting ready to engage you about it. I was just saying, because sometimes we talk about these things and I like literally wish we had a recording to talk about these things further together.
Yeah, I see.
Because they're really good topics to talk about.
Certainly are.
So, yeah. But I just think it's going to be a great time. A really, really great time. So I don't know. What is like the thing that you're looking forward to most in this podcast?
I'm looking forward to the jokes.
Oh wow, this guy. Corny.
I think I'm looking forward to documenting the growth. I came across some things that I wrote in 2020 about how I was feeling and just how you felt the overwhelming fear that was being pervasively pushed across TV and radio and everything.
With COVID.
Yeah. And I was like, I almost forgot how I felt emotionally. So I'm glad I read that paper because I was like, oh yeah, like this was a huge consuming part of my life that you often forget. So I think, I would imagine podcasting is very similar to journaling.
Yeah.
We're able to then go back and see like, oh wow, this is how I thought, this is how I felt at the time. So in 2023, in January, this is what I was thinking, feeling, saying, believing.
Yeah.
And how does that shift or evolve with time?
Yeah.
So even if we're listening to our own episodes over and over again, I'm excited to be able to be like, wow, you've grown.
We won't be listening to our same episodes over and over again because we believe that God has a people that want to hear what we want to share, right? He's a provider, and so he always make sure that there are several rams in the bush. You just be ramming it up. Amen. So that sounds weird though. But yeah, so that's definitely a thing. That's definitely a thing. But
definitely is.
We won't belabor the time.
This ain't church, okay? You ain't got to drop the church thing.
Yeah, that made the most awkward sound.
It did, right?
But we are Christians. And so we also will be talking about Christianity too, through our lens and through our faith, and maybe answer some of your questions out there.
I almost said, where else do you talk about it through?
I don't get what you're saying.
Through my nose, through my mouth.
Shut up. We also want to answer some of your questions. And so if you have questions and you want to talk with us, stay tuned and we'll give you information on how to reach out to us to give us your questions so we can answer it live.
Yeah.
On our podcast.
What are you looking forward to the most?
I think I said it, but mostly conversations with you. You are my best friend and I love talking to you. And so you have a very unique way of seeing the world. And I look forward to spending time with you in this space as we grow together as creatives and husband and wife and parents and all the things that we have that God has given us in this season.
Cool beans.
Yeah. So, again, welcome. And we look forward to spending some time with you guys. For sure. Okay. Is there a scripture that comes to your mind that makes you think about what we're getting ready to do?
Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you an expected hope and an end." It's a scripture I think about. There's purpose in this, and God knows the end before we begin.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Be blessed. Have a good evening, good day, whenever you're listening to this. And come back and join us for another episode of Family Business.
See you guys next time. Thank you.